Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
From relationships both professional and personal being torn apart, soon ushering in a new era of success for a star, to the straight-up bullying of wrestlers in training being swiftly followed by a shot at a company's top belt. Each and every name found occupying a spot on this list definitely would not have won any Employee of the Month awards in another industry. But in the wrestling sphere, their questionable activities were ultimately rewarded in a variety of different ways. I'm Gareth from What Culture Wrestling, and here are 8 times wrestlers were rewarded for bad behavior. Number 8, APA. Given a drinking gimmick after getting smashed in front of the boss. Back when Bradshaw and Farouk were knocking around as the Acolytes in WWE towards the end of the 90s, the pair were rather infamously known for their antics away from the squared circle. Around this time, the formidable unit could usually be found in the bar of whatever hotel they were staying at after a long day's work. This is precisely where WWE chairman Vince McMahon found the two during some typically excessive birthday celebrations for Bradshaw. Then, after a wild night of drinking, which ended in the birthday boy being escorted home by the boss in his limo, the two were pretty much convinced that their pissed-up antics would land them straight in the doghouse. However, Bradshaw was soon called into McMahon's office the next day, mocked over how hungover he was, before then being offered the chance to bring his and Farouk's real-life escapades to the Monday Night Raw stage. This set in motion the events that would ultimately lead to the pair being rebranded as the uber-popular Acolyte Protection Agency, whilst also simultaneously scrapping any backup plans the two had for heading to Japan in case they were given the sack post-birthday bash. Talk about a change of fortunes. Number 7, Hardcore Holly. Given WWE Championship match after stiffing tough enough competitors. 2002 to 2003 was an intense time in the career and life of Bob Hardcore Holly in WWE. After appearing as a tough enough trainer during the second season of the show, and earning a bit of a reputation for being something of a bully, Holly found himself sidelined with a neck injury due to the timing being off, in his own words, as Brock Lesnar attempted to powerbomb him into the mat during a match. This serious injury led to Holly needing to take a substantial amount of time off, but it still didn't stop him from returning to Tough Enough for its third season. It was here where Holly infamously stiffed one of the show's competitors, Matt Capitelli, in the ring, leaving him with a busted mouth and black eye. Holly's misguided attempts to teach the hopefuls that wrestling is not an easy game stank of a veteran abusing his power. Yet, instead of reprimanding Holly, the star was gifted with a WWE Championship program with Lesnar upon returning to action in 2003. Kayfabe revenge angle or not, had this incident gone down today, there is no way WWE would be caught rewarding a talent with a high-profile spot after such despicable behavior. Number 6, Matt Hardy. A blog rant leads to a huge angle. When Matt Hardy decided to make a legitimate affair between his then-girlfriend Lita and Edge public knowledge via an online blog in 2005, WWE clearly felt that the age-old adage of all being fair in love and war clearly did not apply here. After parting ways with Hardy in April, though, the company soon realized there was money to be made in this real-life drama once fans started to target Edge and Lita in various arenas, with the latter being savagely booed and blasted with "You screwed Matt" chants despite playing a face at the time. In the end, Hardy was brought back into the WWE fold and thrown straight into a highly anticipated feud with his bitter love rival. Though he'd ultimately lose the program and soon be shipped off to SmackDown post-defeat, his decision to air the Three Stars Dirty Laundry in public eventually opened the door for a level of spotlight he'd not yet experienced as a singles performer. Had Matt swallowed his pride and kept his heartache private, would he still have been rewarded with such a spot? Probably not. Number 5, Edge. Becomes a main event player after having an affair. As you already know, it takes two to tango, and Lita's dance partner in 2005 also wasn't exactly punished for his questionable actions away from the squared circle. Quite the opposite, in fact. Instead of shackling the first ever Mr. Money in the Bank in the wake of this controversial revelation, with it also being revealed that Edge was cheating on his then-wife Lisa Ortiz during this dramatic situation, WWE opted to strap a rocket to the star. These events also led to a rebranding for the performer, giving birth to the rated R superstar gimmick that would catapult him straight into the main event scene as one of the company's top heels. It's hard to imagine WWE leaning into such a sensitive real-life scenario in this way in 2021. 2005 was a very different time, though, and Edge was instead given the chance to use this genuine heat as rocket fuel on his rise to the top. Number 4, Brian Pillman goes back on his word and gets a WWF deal. When WCW's Eric Bischoff was faced with the challenge of going to war with WWE in the mid-90s, he knew he needed to think outside of the box to get eyes on his fledgling Monday Nitro product. So Bischoff and one of the company's stars, Brian Pillman, agreed that having the wrestler fired in the wake of a shoot angle, which saw the loose cannon refer to Kevin Sullivan as Booker Man during a Super Brawl 6 I Respect You strap match, would help stir up interest in the product. The two also agreed on Pillman heading over to ECW to further develop his character, before returning to WCW with even more heat and attention on the unpredictable star. Yet that last part of the plan ultimately went tits up, when Pillman decided to go back on his word and join the enemy, after Vince McMahon offered him one of the company's first ever guaranteed contracts. Despite seriously injuring his ankle after a frightening car accident soon after, Pillman's refusal to stay true to his word was rewarded with a prominent role on Monday Night Raw, going head-to-head with Stone Cold Steve Austin and playing a vital part in the shocking Pillman's Got a Gun angle. And who can forget that? Number 3, D-Generation X. After being told not to, going way too far leads to success. After routinely going back and forth with WWE chairman Vince McMahon when it came to exactly what they could get away with on television, upon forming the controversial unit of D-Generation X in 1997, real-life pals Triple H and Shawn Michaels faced their biggest telling off yet in the form of a letter written by the USA Network. Within this document, the network complained about the pair's antics and explicitly stated what the team could and, more importantly, could not do on television. Yet instead of reading the stars the riot act, McMahon allowed the pair to read USA's letter of complaint aloud during the now infamous State of the Union on Raw. Far from derail the group, their constant pushing of the envelope and their look was rewarded with more airtime and various pushes as the squad transitioned from HBK to the game as its leader. Very few stars could get away with either disobeying the boss's orders or stepping over the line in quite the way DX did during their 90s prime. But without their frequently controversial behavior, would WWE have been able to come out on top in the Monday Night Wars? I got two words for you. Probably not. Number 2, Hulk Hogan, so many things. True to his nickname, Hulk Hogan's ability to find himself back in the spotlight after countless questionable acts and incidents seems to be, well, immortal. Whether he was refusing to lay down for the likes of Bret Hart or Shawn Michaels, or booking himself in main event programs at the expense of up-and-coming talent, it didn't matter. Hogan would always find himself being given what he wanted, when he wanted, because he was the biggest star in all of wrestling, for a time. Yet even when that time was up, the star still found himself being let off the hook and given a path back into the business, on the back of a racist rant that was discovered in Hogan's leaked sex tape in 2015. Just 3 years after banishing him from WWE, Hogan was welcomed back with open arms. Some current roster members understandably questioned his presence in the company, but again, that didn't matter. As long as there's money to be made from the controversial Hulkster, he'll never be far away from the wrestling industry. whether you like it or not. Number 1, Brock Lesnar holding WWE to ransom. Whether you love him or loathe him, you have to admire Brock Lesnar's transparency when it comes to his reasons for being involved with the industry of pro wrestling. He's here to earn lots of money, that's about it. However, whilst the average star will usually find themselves slipping down the pecking order after finally agreeing to new terms with WWE late in the day, Lesnar regularly finds his eventual new contracts presented to him alongside the promise of yet another world title reign or marquee position on the card. Take 2018 for example. After frequently teasing a move back over to Dana White's UFC once his contract expired post WrestleMania 34, a move which no doubt brassed off the boss, Lesnar was finally gifted a new lucrative deal and kept hold of the Universal Championship for a few more months too. Again, if any other star tried to play hardball with McMahon and kept edging towards one of his rivals in the way the former WWE champion regularly does, they'd likely find themselves looking for a new employer before long. But yet again, money talks. And Lesnar still possesses the power to bring in an awful lot of it to this day.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.